On our last broadcast, we began the message entitled, The Reality of Angels. And we learned that number one, angels are spirit beings. Number two, they are created beings. And number three, they are glorious beings. But there are two more things you need to know about angels. So get your Bible ready as we take a look in the book.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in beautiful Irving, Texas. The pastor is the dynamic Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages
on demons and angels.
Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. of Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving takes a look in the book.
You are the living
word. Read your Bible all the way from Genesis to Revelation. Angels, just show up. Angels are a created being. Number three, angels are glorious beings. They're glorious beings. The angel that Daniel saw was a glorious being. As a matter of fact, Daniel described another angel that showed up in his life over at Daniel chapter 10. Turn with me to Daniel chapter 10. You'll see another angel that showed up in Daniel's life. And it was a glorious thing, a beautiful thing. Look at what the Bible says. The Bible says in verse number 1, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. In other words, 21 days. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh, now wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks was fulfilled. And in the 4th and 20th day of the first month, I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel. Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and look at what he saw. Behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose lion was girdled with fine gold of Upaz. His body was like the veil, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as a lamp of fire. His arms and his feet like colors of polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, was alone, and I saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was alone, and I saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turning me into corruption, and I restrained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of the words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face towards the ground, and behold, a hand touched me. Look at that, touched by an angel, which set me upon my knees and upon the palm of my hand. And he said to me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before the God, thy words was heard, and I'm come for thy words. But the prince of Persia, kingdom of Persia, withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief priests, princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Notice this angel showed up, and Daniel saw a glorious being. an angel, face shining like lightning, all dressed up in silver and gold, shining, looking sharp. Sometimes, you know, we can go to like places like Neiman Marcus and Foley's and Dillard's and Saks Fifth Avenue, and we get us something that we look sharp. Somebody may say, "Oh, you looking good. I mean, you sharp as an angel." Amen. But regardless, how pretty our clothes is down here, it can't even compare to how an angel look. Daniel saw a glorious being, and the angel said, "Listen, Daniel, your prayers made it to heaven the first day. And I came down here the first day, but I've been fighting with this king of Persia, this old demon. I've been wrestling with a demon for 21 days here." How many days was Daniel praying? 21 days. And he said, and God had to send some reinforcement, had to send Michael, and Michael got the guy all tangled up here, and I was able to break through. And I've come to give you the answer to your prayers. Angels are glorious beings. You know, when God created the devil, he didn't create an ugly devil. He created a glorious being. You look at Ezekiel 28, and the Bible talks about how every kind of precious stone, rubies and sapphire, every kind of precious stone, God put in the devil. He put it because he wasn't really the devil when he first made him. He became the devil when he got lifted up in pride. And what happened to him? He started looking at himself. He started looking at himself and said, "Oh, look how glorious I am. Folks need to worship me rather than worshiping God." Let me tell you something. The Bible talks about how a lady's hair is a glory. But don't brag too much about your hair. Amen. God just wanted you to be a reflective glory of the glory of Almighty God. In other words, when folks see you looking good, they know that there must be a creator of something that's good and beautiful. Amen. So your glory ought to be a reflective kind of glory. See, whatever God makes, it's going to be beautiful. See, let me tell you something. God don't make junk. I say, God don't make junk. The songwriter said, everything is beautiful in its own way. Just because somebody else can't see that beauty in you, God can. Ain't something wrong with you. It's something wrong with them. They just need to look a little bit harder, and they can see the beauty that God done put in you. Hello, somebody. Thank God that God makes glorious beings. And these angels here are glorious beings. The fourth thing about angels are innumerable beings. Innumerable. Innumerable. You can't number them all. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 5. I'm trying to help you this morning, so hopefully you can get these scriptures down. Because a lot of folks, what's wrong with our world, they don't believe in the supernatural. I'm trying to give you some ammunition to help some folks. Look at what the Bible says. Revelation chapter 5, verse number 11. John saw some angels. But look at what he saw in verse number 11. He says, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of" what? "Many angels." Revelation 5 and 11. "And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was," listen to the number, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Look what John says. John said, when I saw him and I heard him, John said, I tried to count them. He said, I got up to 10,000. Then I said, no, let me just times that by 10,000. Then he said, no, it's thousands of thousands on top of the 10,000. In other words, this is John's way. See, this was John's way of saying, I can't count them all. See, it would be just like if somebody told you to go down to the seashore and count all the sand down there at the seashore, and you of the seashores all over the world. And as you start trying to count, you just say it's a zillion times a zillion times a zillion zillion zillion. Well, what are you saying? You're saying it's so many I can't count them all. That's how it is with the angels. It's so many that you can't even count them all. Now, one way you can count the angels is when the devil left heaven, he took a third of the angels. A third of the angels fell with the devil. So if you could count how many angels or demons the devil got, multiply that by two. Because God has got two angels for every demon that's out there. In other words, when the devil starts messing with you, he better quit messing with you, because God can send two angels to mess with him. Yeah. Angels are innumerable beings. The final thing about angels, angels are powerful beings. They are powerful beings. Stay right there in Revelation. Look at Revelation chapter 7. I want you to see something. Look at what it says. It says, and after these things, Revelation chapter 7, verse 1. It says, and after these things, I saw four angels. What was they doing, John? Standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Now, angels are powerful. John said, I saw four angels. One over here on the north side, south side, east side, and west side. And he says, I saw them holding back the wind. As I meditated on that and checked out commentaries, none of them could really help me here. But I was just wondering, how was they holding back the wind? I mean, a wind is a powerful thing. Matter of fact, it's an invisible thing. But they said that they was holding back the wind. So I was wondering, was they holding it back like this? You know, like a person is a police, and you know how the police hold up his hand and they just stop? I was wondering, did they just hold up their hand and they were just stopping the wind like that? That's a powerful thing. Was they like riding the wind? Because the Bible talks about how God often shows up riding in the whirlwind, and the angels often shows up riding in the wind. So I was wondering, was they kind of like riding like a chariot, and they was like holding back the wind like a rider pulled back on the reins of a horse? I was wondering, was they holding the wind back like that? I don't know, y'all. It could be that they just caught the wind just like that and just was holding it in their hand. I don't know either way it go, whether they were having it in an open hand holding it back, or whether they was riding the wind and holding it back, or whether they just had it in the fist of their hands and was holding it back. The Bible says they was holding the wind. I don't know nobody else other than God that can just hold the wind. Bible said they hold back the wind. That's a powerful thing. Oh, I don't know about you, but I want angels to be on my side. I don't want to mess with no angels then. They're a powerful thing. You know, now that was four angels. But God really just need one angel. In the story with Daniel, how many angels did God send to the lion's den? The Bible says that God just sent an angel. We don't know how many lions was down there It could have been 10 lions. It could have been 100 lions. We don't know. But all we know is one angel was enough to handle all of those lions. And the Bible says that Daniel said that the angel shut up the mouth of the lion. And I was wondering, how in the world did the angel shut up the mouth of the lion? You know, angels can move in supersonic speed. And so I was wondering if they have some like a little rope or something, and they just went around and just tied up the mouth of the angels. I don't know how they done that. I don't know if, you know, the Bible lets us know they're such glorious beings and they can transform themselves into huge kind of beings. And I can imagine if that angel came down there and being real huge kind of being, it probably scared the lions. Sometimes you can be so scared that you can't even move your mouth. So it could have just done the lion getting ready to attack Daniel, but when he saw the angel, the lion just froze to death. Start retreating. Done shut up the mouth. Or the lion. I don't know. It could have been the lion just say and shut up the mouth. He could have easily just said, you won't be able to move, talk, or anything. Because he can do that. Remember when Gabriel showed up at Zechariah's house, John the Baptist's daddy, and told John the Baptist's daddy that you're going to have a baby. And Zechariah, being an old man, he said, you know, I hadn't been up for that for a while. I don't know how I'm going to be a daddy. So he said, listen, John, listen, let me tell you, since you don't want to step out in faith and believe this thing, you won't be able to talk until the baby is born. The angel got all kind of power where they can just whoop, struck that him down where he was dumb, where he couldn't. I believe that something like that could have happened there. The angel just showed up and struck those lions where those lions couldn't even move their mouth. That's a powerful being. When we start talking about angel, we ain't talking about somebody like Casper, the friendly ghost going around. We talking about a powerful being, somebody that's right lower than God, a powerful being. So what have we learned this morning about angels? Come on, give them to me. Angels are what? They are spirit beings. Angels are what? Angels are what? Angels are what? And angels are what? All right, now let me give you three things about what we have learned this morning and we're done. Three power points. What can we learn from this lesson? Number one, remember, God does his best work when things are at their worst. God does his best when things are at their worst. I say God does his best when things are at their worst. Things was at their worst for Daniel. He was thrown in a lion den. But then they put a stone on the cave of the lion's den. Then they put the king's seal that nobody else could mess with the stone on the lion's den. There was no way out for Daniel to get out of that lion. Things were that they worst. But God often shows up and does his best when things are at their worst. God showed up by sending an angel to rescue Daniel. Let me tell you, if you're going through something bad this morning, cheer up, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how bad things are. Things could be going from bad to worse, but God does his best when things are at their worst. And it's not over with until God says it's over with. When all hope is gone, keep hope alive. It's not over with. God has the last word. Second thing, remember God is faithful to those that's faithful to him. I say God is faithful to those that's faithful to him. Why did God send an angel to rescue Daniel? It's because Daniel said, I've been faithful. I've been faithful on my job. I hadn't betrayed you, King. I've been faithful to my God. I hadn't betrayed my God. And because I've been faithful to my God, faithful to my King, faithful on my job, faithful in my home, because I've been faithful, God is faithful to me. He sent an angel to rescue me. A lot of people say, why come God won't send an angel to rescue me? The question I want to know, are you faithful? Somebody say, why come God won't send an angel to rescue me? Are you faithful in your job? Are you faithful in your home? Are you faithful in your church? Are you faithful in the community? Are you faithful wherever you go? Are you faithful? God is faithful to those that's faithful to him. The Bible says God honors those that honors him. Daniel wouldn't stop praying. They tried to make him stop praying. They say, take a 30-day break, Daniel. But Daniel prayed in the morning time like he always had. He prayed in the noontime like he always had. He prayed in the evening time like he always had. And Daniel was delivered because he was faithful. Oh, you need to be faithful to Almighty God. The last thing, remember to pray to God. Don't pray to angels. Pray to God. Don't pray to angels. As we're moving now from demons to angels, the emphasis is shifting from the bad, the spirit world, to the good spirit world. The temptation is to start trying to flag down an angel. Since angels are such glorious beings, since they are such powerful beings, since they can walk through walls and stuff like that, and that the temptation is to start praying at night to angels. Don't pray to no angel. Don't go to no angel when you can go to the angel's boss. You can go to God Almighty. You can go to God Almighty for yourself. See, Jesus didn't tell us that when you get in trouble, call for Michael, and Michael, the archangel, help you. Or call for Gabriel, help you. He said, when you get in trouble, just say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. Well, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. He ain't talking to the angel. He's talking to the Father. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses. And we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil. You pray to God, not to the angel. And God can deliver you from that evil on your job. Yes, yes. God can deliver you from that evil in your home. Yes, yes. God can deliver you from that evil in your church. God can deliver you from evil wherever you go. God can deliver you. How do I know? For that is the kingdom. In other words, God is in charge. He's in charge on your job. He's in charge in your home. He's in charge in your neighborhood. He's in charge in your church. God is in charge. Thine is the kingdom. Oh, he got all the power in his hand. All the glory. How long? Forever and ever and ever. Amen.
You are the living word.
If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.